PE teacher, man. She had a mullet in grade school, man. She was
of
always,
yeah.
The mullet just kind of sells itself.
My grade school, both my grade school PE teachers, both had mullets. Yeah,
mine
both
didn't.
Women, fem mullets.
Yeah, yeah. But she was always grabbing on the girls and being real friendly towards them. That was just kind of creepy.
That is.
Yeah, most.
She was like 40 with a mullet.
Most female gym teachers are, you know,
little
lesbian.
Kind
of lesbians, isn't it? You know, I hate to say all. I'm not saying all. Okay.
They're more mannish.
Don't call my boss and have me chewed out again. But
no, but I'm saying all of them. I got
okay.
you back.
Thanks. When the caller says it, we can get away with it.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd say all, but okay. Go ahead. thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, you take it easy, man.
Peace. How about you? You got a creepy PE teacher or just teacher in general to tell us about? Yeah, there.
They weren't really creepy. They were just more like sexual kind of harassment kind of teachers.
Why wouldn't that be? Why wouldn't that qualify for creepy?
Oh yeah, that's creepy. That's really creepy. I had one Mr. and he'd always hug all the girls and ace all the girls because they're girls and you know he'd give you big hugs like those hugs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like really like hug you. And then there's this one teacher, Mr. And he would always tell all the girls if he could see their thong or not, or how to wear your thong.
What?
And yeah, like you know,
because he knows how to wear a thong.
So, yeah.
Well, some men wear thongs.
And
they
like,
they shouldn't.
Oh, they shouldn't.
No.
Oh. it's like flossing. I mean, it's.
No.
It's important.
Just stop.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm joking. I've never worn a thong.
He got kicked out of school because of you know, he got fired because he had slept with a student.
Women's
thongs.
So,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I was wearing a white skirt, and he's, you know, it was past high school days, so it was a white skirt, and I was wearing a white thong under. He's like, you know, you really shouldn't wear a white thong under a white skirt. You should wear a black thong under a white skirt. And I was like, what? I'm like, you know, why are you even telling me this? And then he goes, oh, it's true. Watch. And then he made me, like, he called his wife at the school for me, and he goes, my wife even knows that. And what's funny about that, his wife was my second grade teacher. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you should wear a black thong under, you know, your white skirt, because it's like something is supposed to blow, you know, you can see a white thong under a white skirt, a really good, besides, you know, wearing a black thong. Black thong under a white skirt, it's like you're not supposed to see
that
your
just
thong
looks
or
trashy.
Something like
right.
that.
That looks so trashy, and I hate it when people do that.
What, have their thongs showing all the way through everything?
That, yeah. If you're going to do that, you should wear a tan one.
Yeah, the proper way to show off your thong is to have the low-cut shirt, you know? Like, not the low-cut, but cut off perfectly at the waist, and then you bend over to pick something up, and there's the thong.
You do the bend and snap.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you slip a dollar bill in there, and there you go.
Yeah.
And then there's Mr. Hesterberg, who likes to throw quarters into girls' shirts while you're in class, in the middle of class.
What?
Throw quarters in the shirt?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of messed up school did you go to?
He was really cool, but that's his only weird thing. Throwing, and he had a real thing for Asian girls, you know? So he always, like, it was only the Asian girls could do that, too. So I'm guessing that would make them feel special or something. So, yeah. Those are my three people teachers.
Yeah, I like how she started this by, not really creepy, just more sexual harassment-like.